to know what happens to your gifts? They all come to me. In your garbage. In your garbage! I could hang myself with all the bad Christmas neckties I found at the dump.
I want golf clubs. I want diamonds. I want a pony so I can ride it twice, get bored, and sell it to make glue. Look, I don't want to make waves, but this whole Christmas season is stupid, stupid, stupid.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you. You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold.
I wasn't talking to you.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night, too, wasn't you? And you were smooching with my brother.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cliff.
It's a lie.
I could go on forever, baby.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you're mistaken.
I believe you. But my Tommy gun don't. I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low-down, four-flushing carcass out my door. One. Two. Three. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 247 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Happy holidays from all of us except James here at JusticeGeeks.com. We hope that you are having a spectacular holiday season. And, yeah, all of those good, fuzzy, warm things inside. Speaking of fuzzy, warm things inside, there's one on Logan's Barns.
What's up, Josh? Yeah, that's part of it.
Logan Barns. What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just introduce the next guy.
It's Ian.
That was lame.
Oh.
That was lame. I'm going to concede the rest of my time back to Logan so he can redo his hello.
Introduce the next guy.
You're just going to steal James' thunder.
Wasted it.
James? Huh? Oh, introducing James.
Yeah. And there we James. Go.
Yeah. It's Christmas, so he's always a little...
Yeah.
There's a song that is on South Park. It's Christmas Time in Hell.
That sounds like a lovely song, James.
Yeah, it was.
I doubt it was as good as that great rendition of one we did before we started the podcast. But the world will never know. They will never, ever know. Or maybe they will. No, they won't.
I hope not.
Yeah, no, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah, you guys are awful people. Wouldn't want the world knowing that.
Yeah,
no.
I mean...
Oh, you're real clever, huh? No.
Logan's so clever. I didn't know.
We're adorable.
I mean, we are pretty awful people.
It was pretty,
in all honesty.
Okay, it was pretty good for On the Fly. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
I have to admit that.
Okay. We're adorable.
Even though it was at my expense, like everything else, it was pretty good.
James was
did
like,
you expect anything else?
We all have our jokes at our expense.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Exactly.
Schwesse. I was going to say, if you hold on.
If you have a speech impediment on the show, we drive that into the ground for a month.
Yeah.
So that happens.
I like how you pronounced month there.
Your
enunciation was quite nice. Great water. Diction.
What happened to your accent, Shrek?
God. Speaking of Shrek,
Golden Mellow Hour.
No.
Oh God.
No. We hope that you gave a listen to our show last week. It was. We put together a little some funnies from Just Us Geeks Past, and I really forgot how funny that one was that we did with Matt. There was a lot of funny things that happened in that episode.
Dippin' Dongs.
Yeah, happened. A lot of things were funnier with Matt.
Oh God!
Well, why don't you get Matt back on the show? We'll kick you off. We'll get Matt back on here. We don't care.
Yeah. Wow. That's mean.
That was the episode after Chester had saved Christmas where James was determined to do his own show, Corny the Corn Dog.
Corny the corn dog.
Had nothing to do with Christmas. It's just I we hadn't done a sketch before, and we'd been talking about doing a sketch for a while.
We just did.
And then I was in Kentucky, and they were like, oh, we did a sketch without you. Oh, by the way, this new thing called Periscope, we did that without you, too.
Hey, look, we also found this bag of money, but you weren't there, so you don't get any.
That'll teach you to leave the state for work.
It was a Christmas miracle.
Hence why James hates Christmas.
Yeah. It was that one moment.
I forget where.
It's all your fault.
Sorry. Our bad.
That's where we went wrong.
Yeah. It was great to hear.
Where did Christmas go wrong?
No. Was that a song or
okay. Make it something? No. Okay.
I was about to say that almost sounded like an actual song.
I was pausing.
And
too.
Where did Christmas go?
I think it needs to sound
wrong.
More like Neil McDonald.
You mean Michael McDonald?
No, Neil McDonald.
Who's Neil McDonald?
His half brother. Mm. Sounds almost like him, but a little like.
Oh.
Well, that's Aaron Neville.
Christmas go wrong.
Hey, did you guys.
Oh,
know?
You could do Aaron Neville like.
Did you guys notice Dr. Light slash Michael McDonald in Rogue One?
It was totally Dr. Light from Mega Man.
Yeah. Where's Proto Man? No.
Speaking of corny, let's talk about.
No, we're not going to talk about Rogue One.
Oh, we're not?
No, we're not going to do
Rogue
that.
One is banned.
We've seen it.
We've seen it, and we want you to see it, and we'll have a discussion about it for those who want to discuss it over in Jugheads Incorporated.
Jugheads.
So sure.
Are we going to review it at all?
What?
Are we going to review it at all?
We might mention it.
All right, Josh, what did you think of it? Good, bad, or indifferent?
No, we're not doing it now.
We'll wait for people to see it.
Yeah, so go over there and do those things.
But we always spoil movies for people.
Yeah.
We're doing...
Yeah, that's too...
If a spoiler slips out, we're sorry.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a Christmas crutch, James. so...
At least a couple people die in the movie.
I do forget where Dippin' Dongs came from, but it totally caught me off guard.
I forgot about that joke, yeah.
Well, I remember that we had said it off mic, like it was before, and
we say a lot of stuff off.
It was a bit like I don't think you'll say it, and then like you slipped it in.
Yeah, that's what it was.
At the beginning, like way earlier than we expected it to be slipped in.
It was in the intro, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I forgot what I was going to say. And I was like, hey, Matt, what was that thing I was going to say? He was like, dipping dongs.
Corn dogging on out of there.
Yeah, you and you're using corn dogging as a verb. You should never do that.
It is a prank.
It's no, it's not a prank. Don't ever prank anybody with your corn dog.
Corn dogs are nouns and they'll give you cancer.
Wow.
Well, I don't
everything
know about
will
that.
Give you cancer.
Yeah, it really will, though.
Well, I mean, it might, but like, is that something we should say? Or?
Well, I mean, just
there's no Surgeon General warning on these corn dogs.
I'm just saying, you're Trump's eating American. A hot dog. There's a hot dog.
I just saw some dude like about to light up a corn dog in his garage, being like, "Oh, I better stop. These podcast guys say it's bad."
Yeah, they found me out with their corn dogs.
The more you know. Yep.
Yeah, the more you know.
So what did we talk about this episode, Josh?
So, well...
Stupid Christmas crap.
Oh, James, you hate Christmas so much, and it's just great.
The best.
It is...
Oh, yeah. God, that...
That
the crap out of
me.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that was great. Watching your faces was great.
All three of us jumped. Oh, snap.
Hang on a second. I got to collect myself.
Oh, man.
Do you need to change your pants or?
Nah, I'm just going to sit in my mess.
You got us all, bud.
There have been plots on our life. And I thought it was about to happen.
It happened.
This is the music that an assassin plays as they shoot someone in the back of the head.
Like, do you hear children's choirs before you die? That's a weird thing.
If at this point in time at night you hear children's choirs, you're dead.
You're dead. You're dying.
You might as well just get.
Oh, that gave me a chill.
Well, that's good. Have you ever had anything spooky happen to you at Christmas?
Spooky Christmas stories?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay, let's hear it.
Like. When it would snow real big when I was in high school, I'd like to go out into the woods out behind my dad's house and like I could hear like footsteps in the woods, but I couldn't place it. So it was probably just like snow falling from trees, but it sounded like people like walking around in the snow out there.
Yeah.
It
like people walking.
And I would stop and listen and it would just be like consistent footsteps. And I'm like, I'm assuming it's an animal, but
you think they were watching you?
They might've been.
Who watches
the
you?
The White Washers from the Game
White
of Thrones?
The White Washers?
Yes, from...
That's what they're called.
From from Frame of Gones.
That's it. That's it.
Frame of Gones?
Yep. Frame of Gnomes.
Fact checked, accurate.
Glad to see the fact checker is back.
But like, you know,
this week's episode is sponsored by Breitbart News.
It's fine. InfoWars.
No,
Frame of Gnomes. So spooky people were watching you in
the woods. But like, you know the type of day I'm talking about. Like, it's snowed. There's thick powder on the ground. The sky is still gray.
Yeah.
There's
a
fog like in the distance because of the way just the weather is. And like, that's it's just a creepy snow day, which I really enjoy creepy snow days.
Do you think snow is creepy?
It can be if it's like Silent Hill while it's snowing.
Well, that's different.
Was that snow? I thought it was more like a fog.
I
thought
it was it's like the snow combined with the fog.
I thought it was ash.
Originally it was fog. In Silent Hill 1, the video game, it's fog.
Right, but I thought like they added ash falling later on.
They did in the movies. That was a movie thing, really.
Yeah, that movie was stupid.
But, no, just a creepy snow day out in the woods, hearing things tromp around. That weren't me.
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
Like I said, I either attributed it to snow falling off branches or just some animals out there. So I couldn't see anything.
Or the Slender Man?
It could have been the Slender Man.
Oh, could have been.
You know, several years before that actually started.
You made Slender Man.
Yeah, he could have been slendering on me.
Oh, God.
Ew.
I fact check that. It's mostly true.
I'm going to sue you for slender.
You wish you could sue someone for slender. Sorry. Yeah. No. Ian, do you have any spooky holiday stories?
Come back to me. I'm thinking if there's anything really spooky that's ever happened to me during Christmas. I don't think so.
Do you got a spooky Christmas, James?
No. James just thinks Christmas is spooky.
Stupid Christmas.
One time this girl asked if she could touch my hair. It wasn't Christmas, but it was spooky.
She did. And
yeah, somebody
was there
did that to me at the Burger King drive-thru.
Can I touch your hair?
And when I was going to pick up everybody the A1 sandwiches.
Yeah.
One night, yeah. She was like, I want to touch you. I was like, no.
Get out of here with your weirdness.
You weirdo.
Like, you handle food. Why would you? No.
You think it was the same person?
I hope so.
She just has a hair thing.
For the sake of the story, it was.
Where's an A1 burger at?
They used to have a really good one at Burger King.
It was a A1 steakhouse burger. It was a hamburger, and then on top of that, there was mashed potatoes and then fried onion straws.
Onion straws, yeah.
And A1 sauce.
They only had the mashed potatoes the first year.
When they brought it back, they didn't put the mashed potatoes
then they
back
substituted
on it.
Still pretty good, but...
Then they substituted it with sadness.
So what's your creepy Christmas story?
I don't know. I mean, the winter is sort of creepy in its own right.
It can be, yes.
It can.
Everything's dying.
Yeah, everything does.
Including all those famous people.
Yeah, who was it that I wished? Earlier tonight.
You wish people were dead?
No, earlier tonight I was like, man, Mads Mikkelsen has had a great 2016.
Oh, yeah. Logan jinxed him.
Yeah, knock on wood.
December 31st.
No,
be careful.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads.
I wonder if in like 30 years we'll find out all these amazing people were born in 2016 to counterbalance it.
Mads and the Gooch.
Don't ruin Mads Mikkelsen.
Well, he's on the radio show now.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think he would be on your radio show.
Tim and the Gooch.
Hi.
Country Tim and the Gooch.
Okay, you pronounced it properly that time.
I said and previously.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to enunciate it this time.
I think you said in previously, but it's
you did.
Yeah. CJ goes, or the Gov goes.
Bob G.
I don't know if I've ever, done that before.
That's a first for you.
Wow. So the Gov goes to New York every year for Christmas in the holiday season.
Tim and the Gooch.
He gets on Jimmy Fallon, likes to get high fives.
I was going
to
say...
Oh, no, never had the high fives.
I was going to say, that's probably his spooky Christmas story, is being surrounded by pregnant women and not getting a high five.
It's like
Jimmy
three
Fallon.
Pregnant ladies.
Yeah. It's like, come on!
Shut him down.
He did not mention whether or not he was going to be
Jimmy,
on Fallon.
Jimbo!
Mr. Fallon! Mr. Fallon!
That is one of the greatest things I've ever recorded on my DVR. It's still on there. Because
in the arms of the angel. That's funny.
Yeah, we need to meme that.
We need to share that on the Jugheads group, yeah. I think, with this episode.
Is it still on the YouTube?
It should still be there. Yeah.
I don't know. Let me look that up, Logan, while you talk about our Lexicon meetup.
Oh yeah, this year.
No. Next year.
This year's LexCon was great.
Next year's.
He was finishing his sentence.
It's going to be even better because we're going to go watch Kevin Smith.
Yes.
I'm not.
Well, that's fine.
I watched Yoga Hosers the other night. Not that great.
Hey, I look at you every Thursday. I'm not impressed either.
At least I openly admit that. Now, LexCon 2017.
You're not the target market for Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
Teen girls.
It was better than Tusk.
Actually,
I'll say
I
that.
Guess you are the target market.
I'll say it was better than Tusk.
It is better than Tusk.
But where was I? Oh, yeah. LexCon 2017.
I'm just trying to interrupt you as much as I can.
If you are a Jughead and you plan to be in attendance at LexCon 2017.
I plan to do all those things.
We want to hang out with you.
No, I
don't. We would like to meet up at a bar or a place or a thing.
The martini bar.
It could be a mineral, an animal, or a vegetable. And we would like to meet you there and hang out. You can come and hang out with all your favorite jugs, Josh, James, and Logan, the favorites. They'll all be there.
Yeah.
And you can just come and party with us. I know a couple fans have already said they were going to try to make it out. Hashtag RJ.
Listeners, not fans.
Whatever. Listeners. They're participants.
We have listeners. We don't have fans. We have listeners. Get it right.
I have a box fan at my house.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
Yeah.
Don't tell me I don't have fans.
Okay. So
anyways, when we go to LexCon, come hang out with us.
Yeah, yeah. No, we want you to be there.
Do we though?
Get drunk with us.
Buy us a drink.
If you don't like to drink though, just come hang out. You don't have to drink.
Yeah, I don't drink that much either. So.
I'm gonna judge you if you don't drink though.
No, you're not.
No.
You don't judge me.
Oh, we judge you, just not because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of things.
I'm the coolest one you'll meet.
You know, we could all hear that.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you think you were whispering to them? Or?
I did. Only you can hear this.
Yeah, we can still all hear you.
So the Fallon-ing video does still exist, and there's 27,000 views of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It's mostly just the Gov got it on repeat crying.
It's Jimmy Fallon watching it, eating popcorn and laughing at it.
I hope Jimmy Fallon.
I set that guy down.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
I'm a terrible host.
I'm the only one.
Jimmy Fallon, not giving a high five.
Only one for me.
The great thing about it is that just like one of the comments was, I'd say I was pregnant just so he could do that. I'm pregnant.
So he'd rub your belly.
What?
Because he like rubs the ladies' bellies.
Oh, God.
Oh, there he is. Watch along with us. Oh, look at... Wait.
Don't play that creepy children's choir again.
I'm not. Oh, there's Black Thoughts.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
I can't see the screen through the back of your phone, Josh.
I know. But what you're missing is the Gov's extended hand going,
Jimmy!
Notice me! Notice me, senpai!
Oh, God.
Okay, so let me scroll that back.
Don't know.
Yeah, I am. Because do you guys have any... Do you guys have any Christmas fails?
Like gifts that you gave someone that were terrible?
Or just
or
anything
like,
that you consider a Christmas fail?
Mm.
Oh, man.
Logan is my Christmas fail.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know. I don't. What is a Christmas fail, though?
It's just like a bad thing that happened
Explain
at Christmas that was your fault or directed at you.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
What's that?
Christmas.
In general?
No, Christmas in general cannot be your Christmas fail.
But it is.
But it's not.
But it is.
Logan, do you have a Christmas fail?
Oh, let's see. Let's recount all of my failures in my life. No.
Well, you know,
we don't have that kind of
time.
This isn't
a multi-part episode, Logan.
Christmas failures.
Did you hear what?
We're just going to retitle this Logan's Fears of Christmas and Failures in General.
What?
I'm not afraid of failure. It happens all the time.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
He embraces it.
Yeah, man.
Faces
that's who
it
I
head
am.
On.
He lives it every day.
He's a failure and he's proud of it.
Darn right. No one fails as hard as I do. So does that make me a success?
I slightly hope.
Makes you a big old failure.
I slightly hope that when you get up, you just fall flat on your face, really loudly. I don't think. I hope anything's broken. So Christmas fails, Logan. Holiday fails.
I don't have any Christmas fails. Christmas has always been pretty good
that
for
he's
me.
Better. Like, what, you think you're better than we are?
I mean, like I can recall. One time in like
band camp?
No, it was like fifth grade.
That was a lonely time.
Like, I don't know. I just got a present that I just didn't appreciate, and you know.
Oh, you're the devil!
Oh, this present is terrible.
And I like made it known. It was a book, but like.
You couldn't read.
I feel like
I can't read.
I feel like a little jerk now.
Yeah, you sound horrible.
It's kind of jerky.
Yeah, what the fail was you.
But
you
were the fail. It was like the wrong book. I can barely remember the incident, but it was like the wrong book, and I just like.
It was last Christmas. He doesn't want to acknowledge it.
No, it wasn't last Christmas.
Two Christmases ago.
Oh, God. It was like fifth grade.
Last
but,
week.
Fifth grade was last
he's
week.
He's in
yes.
the sixth grade this year.
No, my bad.
He's five. No. Yeah. Are you six this year? Are we on our third year?
Hey, do you want some My Little Pony?
It will
pony?
Be as of next year.
Yeah. Oh, so you're
we
five
just
then.
Had our two-year anniversary.
So then you're five still.
Yeah, I will be six as of September.
I'm glad you guys are living that way. Good for you.
What?
You just had your two-year anniversary.
How about being on the show?
Oh, you're included in this, Josh.
Yeah, you're a part of that 2 years.
Oh,
he's
not my brother.
What about you, Josh? Any Christmas fails?
I do. I have a good one,
all
actually.
All right, tell it.
So I really, like, you know how buying a present for your parents is hard?
No.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it not hard for you, James?
Because I don't get them either.
Okay, there you go. Well, that's easy. But when you do buy a present...
That kind of makes me sad.
Why?
No. So... I don't know, like 1 year in high school, I thought, I'm going to buy my mom something nice. It was right after
rub it in, why don't you?
It was right after I got my driver's license, and I was in Tupelo with a girlfriend, and we were in Kirkland's. We were going to buy her mom something. And I was like, well, I'll get my mom something too. This will be great. And they were having this special on these ceramic Santa Claus sets, and my mother collects Santa Clauses. Santa Claus Eye, or whatever it is.
Claus Eye.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. The Santa Claus is...
Santa Claus is the plural.
Santa Claus. Anyway, and so I did...
Is that like Greek Santa? The legend of Santa Claus. He brings you blades to slay your enemies.
Santa Claus. So,
You can't say that.
I did. I just did. Santa Claus. So, Yeah, I did.
He's just going to keep on saying it.
So you got these Santas.
Yeah, so like they're like...
I do believe you need Santa Claus.
In his red toga.
Toga.
They were these nice little ceramic Santa sets, and it was cheap. I think it was like $10, and they're on sale. And so I got them to gift wrap it right there in the store and just took
right
it
there
home.
In the store.
Yeah, I took it home.
Just right in public.
Yeah. We did things in public back then.
Oh.
And so, before the internet. And,
You're talking about, okay, never mind. Keep going.
Well, I wasn't like boning the Santa Claus sets.
Please.
Yeah.
Keep Santa, going. I got you. I'm with you now.
Santa,
yeah.
Please. So, thank you guys for validating me. And so,
you're not validating.
We are invalidating you.
Idiots. So,
you have to pay for that parking.
Yeah. So,
wait, what?
I don't know.
Just get your parking validated.
Again, it's a validation joke that he made. Did you see what he did there?
No, but I did see what he was doing with his fingers when he was doing it.
Oh.
So, we get to Christmas morning, and I was like, oh, yeah, great. I got some stuff I wanted. I was like, you know, hey, Mom, I got you something, too. Look at me. I'm great. I'm a good kid. I went and picked it out myself. Da-da-da-da-da. Look at me. She opened it, and they were broken into, like, hundreds of pieces.
Oh, no.
It was like someone had taken, like, went Office Space on
them.
Did
you break my Santas?
That's awesome.
It was not awesome.
That's so awesome.
I have never bought anything from Kirkland's ever again. I was just like, and I couldn't take it back. Like, I tried to take it back, and they're like, oh, no, we can't take that back.
Dude, that's broken. And you bought this a month ago.
Yeah. It was like a few days before, but yeah, I couldn't take it back. She threw it away. She wasn't even like, oh, I'll glue it back together.
I mean,
later.
If it was in like 100 pieces.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not accepting your to-do project as a Christmas present. I appreciate the sentiment, but no.
It wasn't like powder or anything. She could have like hot glued it if she'd worked on it.
Hot glue?
Or something. I don't know. On. Santa Claus. So, you're welcome. For me, I will never go back into Kirkland's to seriously purchase anything. I've considered going back into Kirkland's once a year to break a Santa-related item and then walking out of the store. But jail's not fun, so mm-hmm. I haven't done that. But I think I've talked before about how, like, a couple of times for Christmas, you know, when you get a Christmas gift out of order, you get the thing that goes with the thing, but you haven't gotten the thing yet. Like, I got a massive stereo system. I got CDs before I got the CD player. I was like, great, guys. I can't use this at all, you idiots. And I think I said, you idiots.
I was like, oh, yeah, I want CDs for Christmas.
Yeah, I was like, great.
I thought it was implied that I needed something to, you know, actually use those
things. I was like, I'm just going to go watch Jurassic Park on VHS now. Thanks a lot.
It's a great movie.
Ian, you have any Christmas fails?
None that I, anyone that's coming to mind is just way too depressing, to actually share.
No, they're not.
No, it's let's incredibly
hear.
Like,
let's hear.
It's death and sadness. Oh, and that, no,
well, that's not
yeah,
good.
I don't want to get into that.
How is that a fail? Did they like trip into the oven? Well, I mean,
how is that a fail? They stopped living, Logan.
Yeah. During Christmas time, it's kind of sad. So I can't think, you know, Christmas in my house generally was very good. You know, I mean, I had a good childhood in that sense, as in, you know, my parents did a good job. You know, Christmas, we got things that we wanted. We got lots of things, probably more than any of us ever deserved to actually get.
Oh, yeah.
And Christmas was always an exciting time. I know we talked last week about, you know, Santa Claus and kind of when all of that kind of came crumbling down for us as kids and stuff like that, but it was still fun. It was still good. You know, I think probably the biggest Christmas fails that I experience every year are going to be things like, you know, God, I love my family, but there's just some people that I don't like to be around. And, you know, it's just, you have all of the, and my dad's side of the family were really huge family. My dad has three brothers and four sisters. They all have kids, and then some of their kids have kids. It's just big, huge gathering. And, you know, we have very varying degrees of opinions about things. And, you know, it just kind of tends to be this really awkward, you know, get together. And, you know,
okay, that just reminded me of my Christmas fail from this year.
What was that?
Was this that?
Our family banded together to purchase our grandparents a large television to go in their house, like a 55-inch flat screen TV. And we decided we were going to bring it down early so they could start enjoying it. And like, my grandmother just absolutely and adamantly refused this gift.
What?
Like, she just hatefully and just denied having this television in the house, and it like upset some members of the family so
it's
bad
the devil's
that, like,
window.
We're not having Christmas in her house.
Why? What's the reasoning?
She just didn't want it. Like, just absolutely stood her ground, refused to have this thing that we all chipped in to get them.
And so what did y'all do? Like, did you take
just
it back?
Take it back, yeah.
Would you give her
no. No, she was, like, super ungrateful about it, so...
Why?
You know, this is what I mean, she decided to do.
I understand that because, I mean, I've got family members that are just, they're salty, surly people just in general. And you try to do something nice for them and it's you know.
Yeah, but there's a difference between the usual, like, brush off and, like, adamantly, no, you get this out of my house right now kind of thing.
It sounds like there might be some kind of moral objection to technology there or something.
They have a flat screen TV in their house now. It's a smaller one, but, like, we just wanted to get them a bigger one.
Did you buy them, like, a Hisense or some off-brand TV?
No, it was, like, TVs? A pretty good TV.
Did you buy them an Emerson TV?
Like, they would know the difference, but...
You know, sometimes I think it like, it, at least in this area and people that from that generation, it comes down to it maybe appearances for them. Maybe if they have, it gives them the.
We're the only people that go to their house.
I know, but it's it kind of gives
you
them.
You're essentially buying it for you.
Yeah, but they might be like, well, the appearance is like we're flashing money around and we have nice things and that, you know, we don't show off. You know, we don't do that kind of stuff. Like, I could totally see that being a justification that people in my family use.
I don't understand why they wouldn't take the TV.
We don't either.
Did this just happen?
It happened back like the end of November.
Yeah. I'll take
what?
It.
What?
Go so, buy it again.
Okay,
I'll take it.
So what was the, like, what was your immediate reaction to that?
I was not there.
Oh, okay.
I had to work, but the other family members said it was pretty rough. And when I heard about it, I was like, that's ridiculous. Why would you ever do that?
Yeah. But
people are weird, man.
I think when you get a certain age, you stop caring. Like, it's just, you know, I don't want that. I don't want that.
And, I don't like that.
And I don't like that. And everybody's going to know about it. And I really don't care if you think that that's okay or not. You just do.
It ain't.
It doesn't justify it.
I know.
No. So what did you guys do? Besides,
we took it back. That was it.
Just never brought it up again.
Yeah. And it upset part of the family so bad that we're not going to have Christmas at my grandparents' house. So
oh, goodness.
I'm going to go to the theater and have Christmas with James.
See, yay. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. It's these awkward family get-togethers where it's like...
See, we knew it would be totally awkward if we all tried to get together after that.
Yeah. Like, there's, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Well, you should just do it without them.
Well, I mean... Then it's just like me, my mom, and my brother.
No.
I mean, because like...
You should just do it with your mom. It's probably your brother's fault. He probably ruined it.
No, not him. But,
I mean, it's like when I go do Christmas at one of my families, it's, you know, I want to try and stay as close to my immediate family members, like my father, my brother, and my sister.
The extended family.
You know, get into a corner and stay very close to them.
So we... On Emily's side of the family, for a long time, we've stopped doing it last year. We're not doing it ever again, I think. Her extended family would all get together at the Glen, Mississippi Town Hall, and we would have Christmas. Like, it was pretty much the time where all of those folks got to have their Christmas, but we were also there too, and we'd already had our Christmas. And we never bought anything for the other people anyway. It was always so awkward and weird because, like, I didn't really know them. They never, like, in 10 years, they never, like, attempted to really get to know me. And it was just the most bizarre thing. Like, the most bizarre thing. Be like, oh, I'm going to sit over here at this table and I'm just going to sit here and play on my phone. And then, like, when we found out about geocaching and be like, well, I'm going to go outside and look for a geocache. The first year we did it, we had it at the Friends and Company in downtown Corinth. And it was so bad there because, like, the heat didn't work. And I was like, we lived right downtown then. I was like, me and the nephew are going to go play Rock Band. It's right, Rock Band came out. I would rather do anything than
you have Rock Band at your Christmas. Jeez, that sounds awesome.
No, it was at my house and we left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we left to go play that at my house.
Never,
it was
if I just decided to get up and leave, I'd never hear the end of
it. Me, my cousin, and my brother have left family Thanksgiving on my dad's side to go to, like, the mall and the movies.
I never hear the end of that if I just up and left a family gathering like that. Because, I mean, some of these people, you know, this is the only time that I will see them for an entire year. And you know, it's like I said, it's a big family. We all have our own lives. It's not like, oh, well, you know, I think you need to spend more time with me because I don't see you enough. No, it's fine. We're all living our lives. We're going to see each other at Christmas time and stuff. But just because of that, if I were ever to just be like, all right, well, this is boring. Let's get out of here. You know, be like, I would never hear the end of that. That my family would lose their mind over that. But it's just, it's awkward. It's awkward. Like, and you know, I'm single. I don't have any kids. And so, you know, every single time I go over there, it's the same questions. Like, who are you seeing? Well, you know.
This dude named Logan.
Yeah.
Full permission to use that this year, bud.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. I was going I was going to take Logan.
Have met members of my family, and they would be like, "That guy is."
It's like, we.
You
knew.
Can do better, Ian.
Like, come on.
Oh, Ian, you've gotten to a sad point in your life. Bud.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah,
I was going to take Logan to my family's Thanksgiving this year, but we had it in an unconventional time, and then my sister's boyfriend finally proposed to her after like 8 years. My sister sort of. Mildly, very, very, very barely resembles Taylor Swift, but enough, like she kind of does. And so was going to get Logan to go with us to my family's side of Thanksgiving wearing a Taylor Swift shirt to sit in between my sister and her boyfriend she is now getting married to and just sort of see what happened. Unfortunately, that did not happen. That would not have been a Christmas fail. That would have been a like holiday fantastic.
You know, I just remembered a fail. You just reminded me of a fail from Christmas that occurred between my mother and my uncle, my mother's sister's husband, my Uncle David. Now, my Uncle David he's kind of a dry sense of humor, but he's... He really has no line whatsoever, and he likes to stir things up. I love him to death. He's awesome. And so one year we got to go to California during the summer, and I remember we were out doing this on a tour bus doing a tour of Hollywood, and we got off this tour bus on this corner. It was near the Walk of Fame or the Walk of Stars or whatever it's called. And when you got out, all over the ground, like just strewn all over the place, like somebody just actually dropped a whole bunch of stack of these, were these mud wrestling tickets. It's just, I'm not kidding. Just
what?
Merry Christmas.
All over the corner of this sidewalk were just mud wrestling tickets strewn all over the place.
This sounds like the best marketing strategy of all time.
Well,
just dump your flyers somewhere.
My mother, being the person that she is, picks up a handful and puts them in her purse. Like, what are you going to do with those? Well, I later found out that following Christmas, as a joke, she thought it would be funny. Instead of getting my uncle an actual gift, she just wrapped a couple of those tickets and gave it to him. So when he opened it up, it was mud wrestling tickets. Now, keep in mind, he got her an actual gift. She got him a joke gift and did not get him an actual gift.
Oh, my God.
There was like no...
Not to mention
the no, here's your real gift.
Not
that
to
was
mention
funny.
The mud wrestling event was...
A year ago.
So yeah. He couldn't actually go.
So completely useless mud wrestling tickets that we found on the ground in California. So the next year, my uncle decided to get revenge on my mother. Now, this is great because you guys just got to watch a video of my mother around that time. So you can kind of get a very reasonable idea of what she is like and how conservative she is.
Oh, yeah.
Just super duper. And... So my uncle decided that, I don't know where he found it, know how he got it, but I'll never forget, we were at my grandmother's house, and she opens it up, and it's a little, like, coloring book kind of almost looking thing. And it's cartoon drawings of all of these very stud men, completely naked, but their genitalia is blank.
So they're Ken dolls.
So
no, wait. It's like you draw it in yourself.
Yes.
Blank.
Oh. Yes. Ooh. It was an art book where that's what you do.
You drew in the dip and dong.
Yes.
It's just multiple tiny spheres.
Ah, I get it. Choose your own adventure.
Yes. So this has been It's been a year since he got the mud wrestling tickets, and apparently my mother forgot, and I thought it was hilarious. A couple of other folks thought it was hilarious. My mother did not think that it was hilarious. She was super offended by it. It caused a big old stink for a long time, and it made things really
awkward. Why?
Well, you know, because... Apparently,
she got her feelers hurt.
Mud wrestling tickets is not crossing the line, but doodling genitalia is.
But drawing wangs is wrong.
Doodling dongs.
Doodling the doodles is probably it's maybe a little much.
That line in the Simpsons movie, you know, where Homer dares Bart to ride a skateboard to the crusty whatever
gulch.
To the Krusty Burger place, naked, and Bart goes, but girls might see my doodle.
Yeah.
And then it literally, like, it shows, and it's just a little doodle.
Yeah. It was like they go the whole scene without showing it.
They're intentionally blocking it, and then they get to
the bushes.
Then they get to a shot where there's a fence and it's not all the way to the ground. It shows it.
The bushes split.
Yeah. It just shows it go right across the screen.
It's a noodle.
The Simpsons movie was way better than people gave it credit for.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Spider Pig.
Does it was just about
Spider Pig does.
15 years too late.
Spins a web.
No, it wasn't.
No, it can't.
No, can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out. Here is a spider pig.
Logan, nice. Catcher.
He's not Spider Pig anymore. He's Harry Plopper.
Nice.
That was a Christmas fail.
That's how I expected
that's
it to go.
That's my reflexes at 12:30 at night.
No, get away. Get away.
That's almost exactly how I expected that to go.
Me too. That's why I did it. It's fine.
Add another failure, guys. My record's going up.
Yep.
Hey, that's a success. You finally succeeded.
No, he failed.
You know, that's the thing. People are actually working hard at trying to be the worst at things now. That's actually an achievement.
Hashtag Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You're a wizard, Harry.
There's a big Overwatch community that competes to have the absolute lowest possible score and ranking in the game possible.
Well, do they just stand there? Because that's what I
mean. Yeah, they intentionally throw matches just to and see who can just dip their score the lowest, and it's constantly changing. Like the worst person is constantly changing.
Sounds like a game I could do.
Competitive. Yeah. So.
Do you get negative if you kill yourself?
Because I don't. I just
welcome to Halo.
Read a lot of articles about it. I played some Overwatch.
The Overwatch community is weird anyway.
It's a weird group. Yeah.
Yeah. Their cosplayers are weird too. It's all kind of weird. Speaking of weird, all right. Let's hear your Christmas
fails
and weirdities.
And weirdities. Let's hear them.
Something creepy happened to you on Christmas.
And, you know,
Creepmas.
I know that Logan has put it out Creepmas. There on the Facebook group, but Santa Claus is mine.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
That is mine, not Logan's.
Yeah, but I turned it into what it was.
No, I turned it into Santa Claus.
I was the one that said Santa Claus, so.
James and I co-wrote that together.
No, just James. Just James
I
wrote it.
I developed the joke, so.
I
you
developed
get, like,
the joke.
An executive producer credit.
You can all eat my Cleese. It's mine.
Santa Claus.
I'm the director, so.
Oh, I would not.
You can eat a bag of Cleese.
You know, there are certain things that you don't ever want to see a director for. That, porn, you don't want to see the people behind it, really. It's that would be a Christmas fail, I think. A behind-the-scenes documentary of that would probably be a bad thing to give someone for Christmas. So tell us over at Jugheads Incorporated what yours is. Do those things.
No.
Okay.
You can't make me.
You Yay, should. We All have right. jam music.
So before we start jamming... Go to iTunes, leave us a review. That'd be cool. Do it. I've been meaning to say that.
iTunes!
Logan, what's your jam?
I got a couple jams this week.
No, you only get one.
Okay. Well, then the big one is I got a record player recently.
Yeah.
And I've been going through and listening to my dad's old record collection.
Nice.
So that's been a fun trip down his memory lane.
What's been some of your favorites?
There's a comedian named Justin Wilson that he had some records for.
Jay Willie.
He does some like Cajun jokes.
Yeah, he had a cooking show.
Yeah, and
wait, what?
Justin Wilson.
Those are pretty funny to me. Still,
he wore red suspenders.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are really good.
I do declare.
Second jam is, I've been playing this more.
One jam.
Too late.
Jam.
Ian, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week
is to let Logan finish his jam. Go ahead, Logan.
Second jam of the week is this free PlayStation game called Let It Die that I have played more than Final Fantasy XV.
What?
It is a bizarre, off-the-wall, Dark Souls-style roguelike game.
And it was free?
And it's totally free. They announced it at the PlayStation Experience and released it on the same day. And it's from the guy who did...
Is it still free?
It's still free. It's totally free. And it's done by the same guy who did that Deadly Premonition game and Dark Dreams Don't Die on Xbox and all kinds of crazy weird games. And it's just so bizarre and fun.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah. If you have a PS4, go get it.
Go get it up right now.
Okay. Good job with this.
Let it die.
Go get it.
Let
it die. Good job.
I love Uncle Dad.
Get it.
Ian, what's your jam, sir?
Last couple weeks has been kind of crap. Not as bad as what James has had to go through, but still, it's not been great. And I got a text message in the group the other day from Josh of a picture of a VHS tape that I couldn't read anything on it. And
sorry.
I remember exactly what the message said.
You were having like an attack or an episode when you took that picture.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very blurry picture.
Sorry, I was having a fit.
But Josh basically said, "Hey, I found. We're digging through VHS tapes at the in-laws, and we found where you guys were on the Today Show." So the tape is marked. It says Jacob, who is my brother, and it says Today. And it is an actual recording of back in like 94, 95, maybe.
I was four.
Like I was nine, so I guess that would have had to have been, it would have been 91. Jeez.
That was the year I was born.
91.
Wow. The year of his Lord.
Where my brother got invited, because of his time at St. Jude, he got invited to be on the show A Closer Look with Faith Daniels. And way back in like 2002. My grandmother's house burned down, and to the best of our knowledge, the last surviving copy of that we had of that that we recorded of that that news program where Jacob and my family was on it burned up in that house fire. Well, Josh comes and surprises me with a VHS tape showing that it actually still exists out there, and we watched it a little bit earlier. Had a little choked up moments and some little cringe moments and some smiles and giggles. And
he was a little red face and glassy eyed.
I love my brother to death. He is just not a attention getter. He's not really somebody that, like, he's not me. He is. We are night and day. But thanks, Josh.
You're welcome,
my
man.
Jam of the week. And
nice.
Tape and everything.
Nice.
So I appreciate that. Made me very happy.
Jam is.
What's the countdown to Christmas?
10 days, 9 days now.
Okay, so whatever. Add one. That's my jam.
8 days.
Okay.
Nine. Yeah. Nine. It'll be eight from the release of this.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So, yeah.
James, it's Christmas. My jam is Super Mario Run.
Okay, I have an issue with Super Mario Run.
What is that?
You can't play the game without spending the money?
Yeah, you gotta buy the full game.
Like, you can play the first four parts of World 1.
Yeah.
And you can do 20 seconds of the castle.
Is it out yet?
Oh, it came out today.
Yeah.
Oh, it did come out today.
And if you want to play the rest of the game, you gotta spend $10. I thought there was going to be three tiers of payment on it.
Yeah, I kind of did.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
Money.
Like, the next time something happens, are they wanting to pay $10 again? Like, is it going to be three tiers of $10 each time?
God, I hope not.
Because I'll buy the $10 one time.
Yeah, I'm only buying it once.
But if they want me to sink another $10 into it,
they can get over that. It's not happening for me, I can tell you that.
Okay.
I bought it, but I'm not going to buy $10 multiple times. Although I will say it's fun. It's one of the best mobile games I've ever played.
I'm downloading it now. I'm going to give it a fair shake.
It's worth it.
My phone won't run inside.
Of course it won't.
No, it won't.
Your potato won't?
Nope, it won't.
Potato phone.
Ring, 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 ring,
potato
ring.
Potato phone.
Mashed potato phone.
No, your potato is sad.
You got sad taters.
You got a sad tater, Logan.
Mm. I do.
Tater face.
Tater salad.
Hey, guys, I'm Tater. I'm sad right now.
Why is he sad right now?
I don't know. I was just
general.
Because he's not on the show.
Oh. He didn't listen anyway.
Yeah, he does.
Did you try shooting him in the feet? What color is his hair?
What color is his hair, Dylan? I hadn't done that to old Dylan in a while.
Touch my shorts and be with me.
Touch my shorts and be
with
me.
That's also mine.
Yeah,
that's from his episode.
You know, James, you write all the funny stuff for this show.
Yeah, that's why I quit being funny.
Yeah.
Get out.
Okay. What?
I write half the funny stuff, at least.
Well, you better get on that.
My funny's better.
Your funnies are differently comparable.
At least it wasn't a creepy children's choir.
I can.
That's true.
God, that scared me.
There it is.
Your faces were...
Because it was just voices. There was nothing else.
We didn't... Like, I thought the music was dead. Like, I thought we had zero music.
They were.
And then...
They are now.
And then you surprised us.
Yeah, you're a little scared.
You surprised me.
All right. It's close. Next week, well, God, man, it'll be Christmas next week. That's pretty crazy. I guess a future jam would be AirPods. They start... rolling out next week. Good luck with that. Nobody has any money. Welcome to the holidays.
What are AirPods?
They're these things that Apple produces that everybody's going to lose one of and then have to pay $100.
Oh, these are these Bluetooth wireless.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they only work with Apple devices, too. So
that's not true. They are Bluetooth compatible.
With Apple devices?
No.
I'll wait for the Mad Cats.
No.
Who's graduating?
You are.
To the gooch.
As we go.
No,
on.
Idiot. All right.
you know this.
Remember all the times we had together.
They were horrible times. So.
Vitamin C. Vitamin C.
Who was in a movie, Dracula 2000.
Really?
Oh, God.
You remember that? It was a Wes Craven movie.
Oh.
She was in that movie.
What a horrible idea.
Mm.
What did she do in that movie?
Died. had sex on the ceiling.
Oh, okay.
And then died.
Well, because you know what a horror
one
movie
is prone to do.
Yeah. As we do it on the ceiling.
This is also
that would not be a Christmas fail.
Canon in D.
Yeah, it is. In what?
Canon in D.
D!
Yeah.
Canon in that D.
Yeah.
Canon the D.
Well, we're... God.
Canon the D!
Canon the Gooch!
Canon the D!
I can't say my thing.
No, you can't. Don't.
Don't do it.
Can I get one in this mom jeans?
No. Out? No. I don't even feel like doing it now. All right.
You better get ready. I'm on
No.
Go. No.
Mute him.
Yeah. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek. Projected Transformers, TV news, reviews, and more. Man, we're about at 250, Logan.
250?
Yeah.
That's one more than 249 and one less than 251.
It's right there in the middle. It's way more than 141.
Yeah, it is.
Next year when Tim hears this, he'll get mad.
Yeah. Tim in the gooch. And he'll cry. And pee.
In his gooch.
Oh, let's stay out of Tim's gooch.
Get in Tim's gooch!
Gosh.
Hashtag Tim's gooch!
Why are you friends with these people, Tim? Jeez.
He's not. He hates us.
He must.
That's why he moved.
Yeah. He's like, I can't. It's not enough to be 4 hours away. I have to move across the country.
This has got to be some form of harassment here. We just
no.
It's digital harassment.
Yeah. We shamed him after the debacle.
That's why he moved.
Yeah. We shamed him.
Because Matt whooped him so hard.
So hard.
So hard. He had to leave the state.
It was good.
Leave the region.
Yeah. I think Logan walked up there and farted and was better than that love shack. So. In the gooch. All right. We'll see you next week for more.
Oh, we won't. Whatever.
We will. Next week we exchange gifts with each other.
And eat Christmas candy.
Crap, I got to get y'all gifts.
It's going to happen. The candy's going to happen.
I got you a whole ham.
Wow, really?
No.
Honey ham?
No.
No hams.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.